So when I first started thinking about recording this episode, I may or may not have felt a ton of anxiety. But then I realized maybe that's a good thing, because that has to be a sign that it's uncomfortable for me to talk about, and maybe it'll make you uncomfortable too when we can just be uncomfortable together. So it's the time of the year where that one friend or family member is going to say, and I know you guys know this, they're going to say, "Can you believe we're 6 months into the year? It just felt like the new year yesterday." And then you're going to shake your head in disbelief. You're going to be like, "Oh my God, that's crazy." But then really the feeling of that is going to subside and you're just going to go about the rest of your day. Like, I know you know this feeling. We feel this every single year where we're in amazement that the year is moving so quickly. And I'm going to be honest, as an entrepreneur, realizing that I'm 6 months into full-time entrepreneurship is pretty daunting, because everything seems really slow and really fast at the same time. But today I want to talk about how I'm reshaping this yearly midpoint conversation with myself and how we can collectively use it as fuel to achieve our goals for the rest of the year. And we should also just appreciate how far we've come, really, especially in the last year and a half. So let's first talk about letting go of what ifs or what could have beens. I don't know about you guys, but before I was a founder, I had so many ideas for businesses and blogs and podcasts. You name it, it was just swirling in my head. I know there's a few of you listening who have had the same ideas. Some of them I even started, like I had started like a food blog years ago, and then I just ditched it after a while when life got busy, or I just started to feel like I didn't want to do it anymore. And then years later, I'm left with this lingering feeling of, if I had just kept up with that, who knows where I would be right now? I could have grown monumentally. My life could have changed, blah, blah, blah. Or I'll never forget thinking about the idea of Uber. Like, I know there is one person out there who feels the same, and being like, if I had just pursued that idea of being able to get a taxi through an app, I would be in a totally different place, which is hilarious because I never would have pursued developing that idea. I would have had no idea what I was doing. And that's where I realized that so much of what I'm doing every single day is going to have an impact on my future as a founder. The way that I spend my day and the habits that I create now are going to leave a lasting legacy for my brand. So, quick story, I recently started a new project, which I'll eventually discuss with you guys on here, but there is a very high quote unquote dropout rate with this project, let's say. People start it and then they stop a month later when they aren't seeing results. It's extremely predictable. It happens all the time. And it's like people burn out so fast that they forget why they started in the first place. The same goes for podcasting. I remember a friend of mine announced last year that she was starting her podcast, and I was so excited to listen. I subscribed, I wrote her a review, I laughed along at the first episode, and then I waited. And radio silence. Literally one and done. One episode and she was done. I never really asked her what ended up happening, because I just kind of assumed that she had a change of heart. And changes of heart, by the way, are totally acceptable. You know, maybe we start something and just decide that we don't like it, and that's valid. But I also wonder if she ever regrets not keeping up with the podcast, just like sometimes I regret not keeping up with my old projects. And the lesson here is that instead of wondering about the what ifs and what could have beens, I'm using that midpoint conversation and this midpoint in 2021 to really reset my goals. Actually, and this is kind of scary, I bet if I asked you what goals you want to achieve by December of 2021, you would have to give it some thought. So let's use this episode as a kick in the butt to start to lay out our goals for ourselves in the next 6 months. So my process is, once I have my goals established, then I start to work backwards to determine which daily, weekly habits I need to create that are going to help me achieve each said goal. If what I'm doing day to day is in alignment with those goals, then that's great. But if they're not, then I'm getting rid of creating those habits. Plain and simple, I have no mercy. I'm just done at this point. Especially as an entrepreneur, I've realized that my time is so precious that I just need to let go of those habits that aren't working toward the goals that I want. So if part of your goals also has you starting a new thing, whatever it might be, and if you're listening to this episode and you want to use it as fuel, just like I am, then you have to remember this, that starting something new is by far the hardest part. There are learning curves with everything that you're going to want to do, and that's just a fact. But my advice to you is to not let those learning curves defeat your goals. Remember to stay on the path. And that goes for people who want to become entrepreneurs or for current entrepreneurs that just have a really scary big goal. So here's an example for you. When I first started podcasting, it was like a different world, I swear. I had no idea what I was doing. And if you're a podcaster, then you know that there are so many nuances when you start a podcast, like promotion or even figuring out podcast hosting or pitching new guests, et cetera, et cetera. If I had just paid attention to everything that was hard, I would not be here a year later recording this episode. I just knew that I had to get over that initial, let's say what I'm calling like this like hump of difficulty to get to smooth sailing. But unfortunately, the hump of difficulty is actually where 90% of people give up. So don't be that 90% if you're working toward a goal that you want to achieve in the second half of this year. You have to create a habit that supports that goal and then do it. Okay, so moving on to the second point that I want to make, and that is I am just getting rid of things that aren't working for me. I'm scrapping them. In a twisted way, the midpoint of the year is kind of like a nagging reminder of what I've tried so far that just hasn't worked for me on my entrepreneurial journey. And that isn't just habits, but it's like working with certain clients, signing up for products that aren't doing like true work for me, all of it. When it comes to clients especially, I've been doing so much reflection on the right clients for me and like what that actually looks like. And I'm finally starting to see how much it's a two-way street. And you have to understand, I kind of feel like my past history is informing how I feel about this now. So sometimes I have clients that hire my marketing firm for strategy, and then they just want pure execution done their way. And the old me would have said, well, that's how this relationship works. Like that's what happens, especially after working at agencies, especially like big agencies that I've worked at where you're really at the mercy of clients. But after doing some reflection for myself, I realized that my absolute favorite clients that I work with see me really as like a true partner to their business. They're also willing to test and experiment. They're open-minded, but they still want to drive to the bottom line. And honestly, this is like a small fraction of the clients that I currently have. They're like probably like 25% of my current clients. There really are like diamonds in the rough. And I've started to see these common themes. And now going back to point number one, my goal for the end of this year is to start working with clients who are my dream clients and only working with dream clients. In the last month, I've made the difficult decision to let go about three of my clients who just weren't a great fit. And I turn away work often, but I'm actually really excited to turn away more work now that I have a better idea of who my dream client is and what they look like. And yes, is that scary? 100%. Is it worth it? Yes, because I'm sticking to my guns and the goals that I've set for myself for the end of 2021, and that's part of it. On the flip side, the same goes for the products and tools that I use. So let me ask you this. How many subscriptions do you have signed up for that you just use sparingly? Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the problem here. I don't know, but I feel like I have these like lingering subscriptions. And for my business, I'll find myself like paying $5 here, $10 there. And then all of a sudden I have these little subscriptions adding up that are just completely pointless. Like I end up not using them and I don't realize why I have them, even though at the beginning, initially, I was excited to try them. So one of the habits that I'm starting to create for myself now is to review the subscriptions that I have more frequently to really understand if they're helping my business or if they're honestly just hurting my wallet. And spoiler alert, it's usually the latter. So you can do this too. I actually, I know it sounds twisted and weird, but it's a fun exercise because it feels really good to total up the amount of money that you'll be saving by doing a clean sweep of subscriptions. And it's crazy now how everything is subscription-based. So to be able to eliminate that monthly cost that's going to come from your business credit card or whatever it might be, maybe it's even your personal stuff, it feels really good to get rid of that. All right, so the last thing that I'm working on is eating the frog every day. And if you're not in the States, it's okay. This is actually a term, or maybe you're in the States and you haven't heard of this, but if you weren't familiar with the concept of eating the frog, it's a book by Brian Tracy that's all about procrastination. And the book recommends that you tackle your most challenging task of the day first. And the title of the book is actually taken from a Mark Twain quote that says, "Eat a live frog first thing in the morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of your day." And that's like some fear factor shit. I mean, yeah, I agree. Do I want to eat a live frog? No. Will I? Yes. So talk about the most uncomfortable feeling ever. But when you start to apply that mentality of accomplishing your most challenging task of the day first to your daily tasks, the frog is probably like the one task that you have the most resistance toward. So take a second to think about your to-do list. It's probably honestly like the Wild West up in there. I know my to-do list every single day is a cluster, but I'm starting to think, okay, what if we organized our to-do list to focus on habits or tasks that get us to where we want to be in the next 6 months, right? Going back to not being afraid of the end result of 2021, or not going to create our New Year's resolutions for next year and saying, wow, I hope this year is better. It's like, no, we're at the midpoint. We get to decide that now. So imagine how much you could get done in the long run if you reformatted your daily to-do list this way. Like, you reformat it to work toward the goals that you want to achieve in 6 months. Then all of a sudden you're working toward your biggest goals and not these like little peddly filler tasks that just allow you to get through today. Like, think about where you get your validation and your excitement from when it comes to a daily to-do list. There are things that you need to get done, but they might not necessarily be working toward that greater goal that you want for yourself. So really, in review, I'm doing away with what we talked about, the what ifs, focusing on my goals by creating these consistent habits, and then getting rid of things that aren't working for me and eating the frog. By the way, before, when I worked in the corporate world, I don't think I ever had this level of clarity or organization around my thoughts. Maybe because I wasn't in the driver's seat, like, I'm not really sure. But I also don't know if it's because I'm now an entrepreneur or if I'm just getting older, but it feels so good to lessen the anxiety about the midpoint of the year and start to use it to my advantage. Like, I feel really excited about that. So I know this is a shorter episode and I might have rambled a little bit, but I really hope there's someone listening who found value in this. What I've learned on this journey is that we're all a lot more similar than we think, and we deserve to see our goals become a reality. We just need to use this midpoint moment as a reset button to get ready for the remainder of the year, instead of feeling like, holy shit, this is the midpoint and what have I been doing for the last 6 months? And if you feel that way, it's okay. But now let's look at the next 6 months to see what we can accomplish and be really structured, disciplined, and diligent about our goals. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. If you liked this episode, let me know in a review or in the email address I'll include in the show notes. I really love hearing from you guys. When you guys send me notes, it really does make my day. And it also just helps me understand what kind of content you like best. So I always appreciate that. And thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you guys next week.